Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were looking at 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In 1 Peter chapter 2, there we read this about Jesus, beginning with verse 22. Well, I'll start with verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, to his own. I mean, this is one of the things. To his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Folks, I hope that you'll let that 1 Peter 2:24 sink in your mind. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. If that just becomes a cold fact to you, there's something wrong with the passions of your heart towards Christ. That should always stir our heart. His own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. That is why, my friend, that he said there, he was saying there these things, because we needed to hear them. Of course, that's the first thing. We needed to hear those things. But even more importantly than that, we need to see that in acting towards brethren in the church, yes, there are some that are told in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 5, there is a man living with either his mother or stepmother. We tend to think it was a stepmother, but it doesn't specify that it was. It just said his father's wife. And that's why we think maybe it's his stepmother. But regardless, whether it's his mother or stepmother, it was evil, a sin. They said that sin that this boy was doing was not named once among the Gentiles. That's what makes some to believe, well, even could have been with his mother. And so I remember a missionary from down in the Caribbean islands many years ago told me, he said, there are some parts of the island down there where mothers have children and then they have sexual experience with their young boys just so that they don't become a homosexual. And I thought, that is terrible. That is evil. And yet, that's what the missionaries down there for, is to try to bring them to Christ. And also, when they do, those things begin to turn around. So when you think, begin to speak evil of others, you're not gentle. You don't show that meekness that you should show. You're going to cause problems. You're going to cause real problems. You see that a church is to seek to edify one another till we come to the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ, as Ephesians chapter 4 tells us. We want to bring one another to the stature of the fullness of Christ. And so, seek to edify one another, not to tear one another apart. Because one gets more attention, or one's child gets more attention, don't seek to bring it down. seek to edify. So edify one another to bring to that holiness that we should have, holiness in our life, in the way we live, with one another in the church, behavior that becometh holiness. Edifying is far, far, far better, and it's not a sin, whereas busybodies that have to go around and tell other people, you know what Miss So-and-so did, you know what Mr. So-and-so, you know what the preacher did, you know what this, that, and they don't always have the facts right. I was working with some of my young men who are either already in ministry or studying to be ministry, and just said, now look, your greatest attacks are going to come from church people. And that's the truth. Your greatest attacks are going to come from church people. And if it's false accusation, praise God. For great is your reward in heaven. Jesus said that. And never known Jesus' lie yet, have you? And so these people come up and they like to be busybodies and find out your business and get and spread it around. Those are the ones who are going to be ashamed at his appearing. Doesn't want to act like, hey, I know the scoop on this. Man, we need to do something. And they are just gossips. They don't like somebody, so they'll find everything wrong, but they will not do that search on their friends. They won't reveal what wrong they've seen. They're with their friends more than they are the ones they don't like. So what I'm saying is, no matter how much they try to justify it in their hearts and minds, well, everybody needs to know this, perhaps they are the ones who are going to hear saved so as by fire, ashamed at his appearing. Loss of reward, and they'll count, and it'll be a great loss of reward. We notice also malice. Malice is an evil habit of the mind. That is why we are told in Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 14, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now, we looked at the mind of Christ on the cross. He was saying, Father, forgive them, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He despised the shame. But in his love and the joy of being with you, he endured it. Who been in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now let me just show you something from that in Hebrews chapter 10, will you? Being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I want you to hear this verse. Begin with verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he is talking about Jesus Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, John chapter 1, verse 10 tells us. It knew him not. He came his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, they weren't born Christians, nor the will of flesh they worked so hard for, nor the will of man, all their little things, religious things and sayings and doings. No. Repentance and faith in Christ Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection. So he says, in verse 5 of Hebrews 10, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Wow. He said, a body hast thou prepared me. Now, in verse 4, it said, for it was not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins in Hebrews 10. But this verse said, a body hast thou prepared me. That is Jesus being prepared inside the body of Mary by the Father. Now notice how the Trinity was at work, even in the birth of Jesus Christ. The angel told Mary, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you, and that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Since the Holy Spirit that came upon her, now don't make that a sexual experience like so many try to do, because they want to do any corruption they can to the Word of God, they will. And so don't put that on. The Holy Spirit came upon her. The Holy Spirit comes in my heart. Holy Spirit speaks to me. He speaks to you if you're saved, if you're listening to him. If you're saved, you have the Holy Spirit in you. And so, having the Holy Spirit, he speaks to you. It's not a sexual experience. I tell you what, when the preaching or reading the Bible, for that matter, getting God's Word convicts me, I don't think of it as a sexual experience. So don't be so ignorant as people and preachers, actually, that have tried to put that out. That's not so. But being God, the Holy Spirit, also God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three divine persons in one divine essence. And so the Holy Spirit formed that seed inside of Mary. That's why it's called the seed of the woman, because the seed was formed in her and by the Holy Spirit in her, but did not, through a sexual experience, transfer it to her. He made the seed right there inside her. Then, we're reading here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5, a body hast thou prepared me. He's talking about the Father there. The Father, the whole 9 months, prepared the body of Jesus Christ. That's why in Psalms 22, you might say, as Christ is on the cross, as that psalm is about the cross, saying, when thou drawest me from the womb, the Father drew him from the womb of Mary. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the Son voluntarily, that after the Holy Spirit forms his seed and the Father begins to form the body, his Spirit is in that child. That's why when she appears unto Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth, which is John the Baptist, jumps. And Elizabeth's able to say, the mother of my Lord. You see, the Spirit of God was in that babe in Mary's womb.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.